We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are in beautiful Cape Cod today. We're at Mahoney's on Route 28 in Falmouth. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. And a day like today, I know a lot of you are really busy still with the planting and things. Take 5 minutes off. Bring me a bug. Bring me a weed or a problem plant. Make sure you put it in a plastic bag so that we don't have a problem with leaving insects at Mahoney's. But come on down, and we'll identify the problem and help you to solve that problem before it gets out of control. We've been talking in the last few weeks here of ways that we can cut expenses, ways that we can save labor. And one of the ways was with a new grass seed that was developed in Canada that does just that. It requires half the amount of water that you would normally use, and you only have to mow it like 2 or 3 times a year, and it will grow in deep shade. So if you've got some big oaks, some big pines, and you've tried to grow grass, and it just won't grow for you, this is the seed for you. It's called EcoLawn, and to tell you more about this EcoLawn grass seed is Miriam, and she is calling from Canada to tell you all about it. Miriam, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning because this is the time of the year where everybody's running like crazy to get everything done. And I'm still getting questions. You know, is it too late because it's June to plant grass seed? No.
No, it's not.
Tell us about EcoLawn and how different it is than what is commonly available for grass seed.
EcoLawn is a really superb alternative to high-maintenance, shallow-rooted sod-type lawns. What it is a lawn, as you were saying, that you're mowing only about once a month, or not at all, but we can talk about that later, uses less than half of the amount of water. Actually, often, once it's established, Paul, it needs no watering in the northeast and in the central east. It's a blend of fine fescue grasses that have deep roots and very fine blades. It looks, when you cut it, just like a regular lawn, but it performs so beautifully because it is so low maintenance. So that's the basics.
That's the basic. So it's something. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got an existing lawn,
yeah,
and it's really thin, can you scratch up those bare spots, those thin areas, or use a machine like a seed slicer and plant it into your existing lawn, or would you prefer that you start all over again?
You can definitely overseed your existing lawn, and lots of people start their eco lawns that way without bothering to remove the old lawn, which is kind of patchy for most people. Yeah, you can definitely overseed, and you would overseed in the spring and the fall, and probably the following year overseed as well, depending upon how dense or patchy your lawn is to begin with. But that's a great way to go.
So that you don't have to start from scratch. You can pick an existing lawn.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about doing what's easiest, what's most convenient, what saves you money and labor and water bills.
Now, if you're on live in a town and you have a water meter and you've got to pay for the water, how much money can you save?
Well, it depends upon what your bill is, and that's going to be the detail of it. But for most people throughout North America who have an eco lawn, they are reducing their watering costs by at least 75% once their lawn is established. At least 75%.
At least, so even like July and August when it gets hot and we're living on showers, we're not getting any good soaking rains, this grass is going to stay green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, let me give you a timeline on that. Let's say you start a new eco lawn or begin to overseed your eco lawn this month. The first summer, when it's a baby lawn, when the roots are not deeply established, you will do some watering and some babying. But next summer, once that lawn is well established and mature, you're either watering not at all or only once in a while, ending up being 25% of the amount of water you used before, and that's it.
Wow. Now, how about fertilizer compared to like a bluegrass lawn that likes to be fed 3 or 4 times a year? How often would you fertilize an eco lawn?
Well, in general, an eco lawn can benefit from a nice low-numbered organic fertilizer in the spring and in the fall. However, it is not fertilizer-dependent, and in some situations doesn't need much fertilizer, if any at all. If you've got a really sandy soil that has very little organic matter and nutrient content to it, and it's in a full sun site, yeah, you'll definitely want to put a really nice quality organic fertilizer on it every spring and fall. But it's not dependent upon a lot of expense, either in fertilizer costs or water costs.
Now, the other thing that truly amazes me, because when it's raining and you fed the lawn, I'm mowing my lawn every week. And this one, this seed, you mow it like once a month or even less?
Yeah. The thing is, fine fescues germinate really quickly, but they grow slowly. So that ends up meaning that you're mowing, on average, only once a month at a 2.5 or 3 inch height, and you end up with a beautiful, low-maintenance lawn. The problem with shallow-rooted sod-type lawns, all kinds of them, is that they tend to be fertilizer-dependent, but because they've got these shallow roots and big, fat blades. But the thing is, the more you fertilize, the more it grows, and the more you need to mow. So you're caught in a very vicious cycle. Whereas the eco lawn breaks that cycle because it doesn't really need to be fertilized. The fine fescues grow naturally in the woods and in open meadows, and they're not dependent upon people's hovering and fussing over them. They grow naturally throughout many parts of North America and Europe, and they're just fine without help from folks.
Now, you said it will grow in sun or shade, and when we began, I was telling people that if you have big oaks and pines and maples and you've tried to grow grass, it germinates and it looks really good, and slowly during the summer, the grass just kind of thins out, and by the end of the year, it's gone.
Yeah.
But this Ecolon will grow in dense shade underneath
absolutely.
The trees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a couple of issues people wrestle with in the shade. There are a number of shade trees that are very thirsty, and they tend to steal most of the water. Once you get an Ecolon established in the shade, because it has those deep roots that go down 9 to 14 inches, it knows how to source water and compete successfully with the tree for water, so they coexist well. Plus, in the shade, if you've got a pine tree, that is a very acidic situation that most shallow-rooted sod lawns cannot tolerate, whereas fine fescues have been growing naturally in the woods under pine trees and deciduous trees and open meadows in the sun for thousands of years. They're just fine with the pine trees.
So they're not going to need all of the treatments like a regular lawn where you've got to add a lot of lime to
not
keep the soil neutral.
No.
And it will just grow without any of the lime products.
That's correct. Now, here's a lovely trick for dry, shaded areas. When you start an Ecolon or overseed a patchy lawn that's struggling in the shade with Ecolon, when you overseed, it'll work beautifully for you. Just water deeply once a month through its first summer, and that'll get it established.
Wow. Miriam, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you sharing your knowledge and telling our listeners about this new grass seed, and we invite you to check out their website. And their website is wildflowerfarm.com. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Bob from Massachusetts, who has a question about a pink butterfly plant.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning. Thank you.
About 2 weeks ago, I purchased a pink butterfly bush, and I put it in the ground. I did everything I was supposed to do. And what I've noticed over the two-week period is that I started to acquire something that's eating the leaves and creating holes in the leaves. Along with that, I'm starting to see the leaves curl underneath. And at the end of the day, if I don't water the plant, it starts to weep over. As soon as I water it, it perks right up. Do you think this plant has a disease?
If it was disease, you would have either white or brown colorations on it.
Spots.
But if you're getting spots, colored spots, that would be a fungus. So either brown spots or like a white film living on the foliage. But if you're the insects that are really active right now are little caterpillars. I mean, and they're small. I have a weeping cherry in Maine where I live. And yesterday I was cleaning around it and noticed that the leaves were starting to be chewed. And in the process, they're kind of curling up. And I know that it's a little tiny maggot-type caterpillar. And I sprayed the tree because I get this every single year about this time. You use a product that's called Spinosad, and it is a virus. It's a disease that they found in the Caribbean. And if you go to a local garden center, there's a company called Bonide Lawn and Garden, and they name it Captain Jack. and has a picture of like a pirate on it. And Captain Jack gets the name because it comes from the Caribbean, and it grew from the rum distilleries. And that, it was something that they found by accident. And it is unbelievable. It will take care of all kinds of caterpillars. And if you're growing potatoes or cucumbers and you get those striped beetles, wow, it just knocks them right out. So try it on your plant. It's totally organic, totally safe, and it will do a great job to take care of these little maggots or worms that are on there. And it will stop it dead in its tracks. And it's safe. You can even use it in a vegetable garden for like tomato hornworms, or if you're growing cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and you get the little cabbage worms that live in the cauliflower or in the broccoli florets that you eat, it will take care of it. And you can also use the Captain Jack's. It's had pretty good results with slugs. So there's many uses to it, very safe, all natural. And it will not hurt kids, pets, birds, anything in the environment. So it's a good product. We're at Mahoney's on Route 28 in East Falmouth. And they have a great event coming up June 19th. It's their spring into summer kickoff. They have all kinds of vendors coming here. It's from 10 in the morning until 4. And there's raffles. There's all kinds of speakers that are going to be here. And so that it will really help you a great deal. Speakers on herbs and vegetables, speakers on fertilizers and chemicals. There will be classes on container gardening and great information. So if you live on the Cape, write down in your calendar, Saturday, June 19th, 10 to 4, bring the whole family, and you're going to have a great day, and it's a way to celebrate the arrival of summer. And it is coming. We've waited a long time for it, and it's coming. Another date I'd like you to put down on your calendar, July 17th. July 17th is the garden tour in Kennebunk and Kennebunkport. My house is on the garden tour. We'd love to see you. And if you'd like to get some information or order some tickets, go to my website, which is paulparent.com. At the top of the page, it says newsletter and tour, all together. Click on there, and it will bring you to the website that will give you all the information about the hidden gardens of Kennebunk. It's a great day. You get to see the water, President Bush's house, and when the tour is over, stop at a restaurant and get yourself some fresh Maine lobster.
This could be your year, the year when your flower beds burst with color, when you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like, and when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm right here. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We're at Mahoney's on... in East Falmouth on Route 28, and we've been talking with people during the breaks to try and help them with their gardening. So if you've got a problem and, you know, you've got some time, come on down and see me, and you'll believe the color in here. It's absolutely gorgeous, but come on down, say hello, bring your weed, bring your insects, bring your problem with you, and we'll work together to solve the problem. And they have a sales rep here from Bonide Lawn and Garden that will also help you to solve some of your gardening problems. We had a woman that called during the break, and I was talking about a new product that Bonide has. And, you know, to kill broadleaf weeds, I always recommend Weed Beater Ultra. Well, they have a new product called Weed Beater Plus. And the Weed Beater Plus will kill crabgrass on contact. Now, right now, the crabgrass is about an inch high. So if you put down something like Turf Builder Plus Halts or a pre-emergence crabgrass preventer and fertilizer, walk around your yard, especially on the edges of your driveway. If you have thin patches, just look for the grass. It's paler green in color. It's almost like a lime green compared to the color of your lawn. And it's very pointed, short stems, tends to grow more horizontal, so it looks like a crab. But they come out with the brand new product called Weed Beater Plus, but it will kill crabgrass now. And it's the first time that they've had something like this. And now is the time to do it while it's small. So Bonide Lawn and Garden, Weed Beater Plus with crabgrass killer. Okay, Dawn, who's up next?
This is Carol from Maine, who has a question about some brown tips on her evergreens.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my question. My question has to do with evergreens. I have a couple of young evergreens in my yard. They're not long needle pines, but spruce, a bird's nest spruce and that kind of tree. And they have reddish brown on some of the new growth small branches. And I'm wondering how to deal with it.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Carol. I live in Kennebunk, and 3 weeks ago, we actually had a frost. And because the weather was warmer than normal, it made a lot of new growth. And the morning that the frost hit, I took out my dogs for their morning duties and noticed that the bird bath had a quarter to a half an inch of ice in it, and I couldn't believe it, because the weather had been in the 80s, had been in the 70s, the night temperatures were in the 60s, and bam, we got hit with this frost. Brought the dogs back in the house and walked around. Every day, yews, common spreading yews, they had 2 inches of new growth, they're all brown. Any plant that was in bloom, all the flowers froze and turned brown. Japanese red maples have lost 75% of their foliage. And a lot of my perennials, I had some oriental lilies that were up about 18 inches. They were all killed. A stilbe, bleeding hearts were also frosted. And so I pruned them back, I cleaned them, and the new growth is coming on them. And that's what you're going to do. You're just going to remove all of the dead tips, feed it, and new growth will emerge on that plant. About a week ago, I was sitting on my back porch, and I looked up at some oaks in my backyard because they didn't look like they should. Now, these are oaks that are 18 inches in diameter, big trees that are, you know, 50, 60 feet in height. And I walked up to the trees, and the tips, oaks are very slow in leafing out. Everything is in full leaf, and then the oaks come. Well, they had made 2 inches of new growth, and what happened was the frost hit those. And throughout my yard, I'm going to say that three-quarters of my oak trees have 2 inches on the tips of the branches are all dead. And there's nothing that you can do. It's Mother Nature. Pull the fast one on us and set us back in our place. But the new growth will develop, the damaged foliage will fall, and the plant will come right back to life. So don't panic. It's not an insect. It's not a fungus. It's not a problem. You got frosted like everybody else. Hydrangeas got hit with the frost also. So, you know, a little feed, a little hand pruning, and your plant will come right back. So don't panic. Everything's okay, Carol. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Helen from Massachusetts, and she has a question about some black sooty mold.
Okay. Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. morning, Paul. This spring I had scale very badly on three blueprints holly, princess holly.
Yes.
They're about 3 feet tall. I treated the hollies with 8 as per the local nursery when I took a sample in there. I think my scale is gone, but what I call a black sooty mold is now covering the leaves. Actually, it was on there before, too. But that sooty mold remains. The new growth is beautiful, but inside the plant, the leaves are coated black.
Right. What happened is the scale is like a turtle, and it's found on any kind of a plant in all parts of the United States. And instead of chewing a hole on the plant, it has like a hypodermic needle, and it's sucking energy out of the plant. Well, as the weather gets warm, the liquids inside the holly thin out with the heat. So when it's sucking, the liquids come into the insect's mouth faster than it's accustomed to. And it's like you. If you drink something too fast and you can't get the air down at the same time, you kind of cough it up. Well, this is what happened. These scale insects have coughed up or spit out some of this juice, and it's like pure sugar. It's like maple syrup. It falls on the leaf, sticks to it. And because it's pure sugar, this black mold grows on this product. It's called honeydew. But the black mold grows on it. And what you're going to need to do is I want you to just take a bucket, put some Dawn liquid for washing dishes in a bucket, fill a bucket with some warm water, take a soft cloth, and rub the Dawn in water on the foliage of your holly leaves and let it sit on there for a couple of minutes. And Dawn is great with stains on clothes. Wait till you see what it does on the holly. But you get all of the leaves wet with the soapy water, let it sit for 5 minutes, and it will soften that sooty mold. And then you just go back with the soft cloth, splash a lot of the soapy water on it, and rub the leaves gently, and that black mold will come right off the leaves and collect on your cloth. Now, it really is important that you do this, because if the leaf is covered with black mold, the light can't get to the leaf. The leaf is the factory that makes the energy for the plant. So that little factory is shut down because the sunlight can't get to the green of the chlorophyll, the green part of the leaf, to make the energy. So that leaf will eventually fall, and the whole middle of your holly plant will be bare. So wash it with some Dawn, clean it up, and you will be in great shape, and it will do a real good job for you. Okay? 800-259-9231. Oh, one thing before we go to the next caller. If any of you grew tomatoes last year, and you have that fungus, that late blight that destroyed your garden. Yesterday I was weeding my garden, and I'm starting to find tomato seedlings from the tomatoes that fell to the ground and rotted coming up in my garden. And I'm sure you have the same thing. You need to pull those tomato seedlings out of your ground and get them out of there, because the volunteers, the little seedlings of tomatoes that are coming up now, were contaminated with that fungus, and they contain the disease. So if you allow them to grow, they're going to reinfect your new tomatoes. So go through your garden and look for volunteer tomato seedlings. Pick them out and get them out of your garden, because they are contaminated. They will have the spores to create the problem. The best product to use is something called Actinovate. And Actinovate is a bacteria developed in Texas. And if you use it around your tomato plants, it will prevent the late blight from getting back into your garden and you losing all of your tomatoes again. Okay? Don't mess around. If you had it last year, use the Actinovate, and do not allow those volunteers. Otherwise, you're going to have an unbelievable problem. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Helen from Plymouth, who has a question about fertilizer.
Okay, Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Just a couple of vegetable garden questions this morning.
Sure.
When I planted my tomatoes and such, I used the Biotone Starter Plus and Bonide Tomato and Vegetable Plant Food. Now, can I still use Miracle Grow every 2 weeks on
the
plant?
All
right.
Yeah, you can use
Miracle
Grow at any time of the year. No. See, the organic products are slow release, and every time it rains, it helps to dissolve a coating off of that fertilizer. The bacterias chew on it, and it slowly releases. So anything that's organic is a slow release over a 6, 8, 10, 12-week period. Miracle-Gro is what's called water-soluble. So you spray it on the foliage, you spray it on the ground, the foliage can absorb it, and the roots can absorb it instantly, but it doesn't last because it's water-soluble. And if you get a heavy rain after you've applied it, again, because it's water-soluble, it leaches out of the ground, while an organic will not leach out of the ground as quickly. So Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks, push it, and you get tomatoes a lot earlier. Did you have another question, Helen?
I'm afraid of burning. My other question, in the fall, I chopped up all my oak leaves and all, and I had so much I had to throw them in the garden. And so in the spring when I raked them away, there was no weeds, nothing. It was great. Now, can I keep some of them in there as a mulch? I've been told to take them out that the plants don't like oak leaves.
Oh, no, they love it. My vegetable garden, when we moved to the house 20 years ago, I live in Kennebunk. Now, I don't live at the beach. I'm like 10 miles from the beach. And we had about 3 to 4 inches of topsoil, and after that, it's sand, just like living here on Cape Cod, where I am at Mahoney's. And every year in the fall, I raked all my leaves. I put them in the garden, or actually on the edge of the garden, drove my lawnmower through it so that it would shred it into smaller pieces. And then I would rototill the leaves and the pine needles, the grass clippings, right into the garden in the fall. And today, my soil is a good 12 to 15 inches of nice, rich, humusy soil. And all I've put is oak leaves, pine needles, and seaweed. So if you live on Cape Cod, when you hear a northeaster, go to the beach, pick up that seaweed, and put it in your garden. No washing necessary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. this year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Mahoney's in East Falmouth, Route 28. Come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Don, who's next?
This is Bob from Massachusetts, who has a question about voles.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a question about voles.
Okay.
And my deck is built close to the ground, and I want to know if there's any effective way to get rid of them.
Well, the only product that I've had really, really good results is called Mole Scram. And it's a castor oil-based product with other ingredients. It's a granular product, and you would put it down with your spreader. And what it does, when the mole digs through the ground and he gets the castor oil on his fur, and it's sticky. He doesn't like the feel, and he'll lick it. And the castor oil will give the mole or the vole the runs, because castor oil is a laxative, and it works very, very well. I always had a problem on the right front of my house. We have a grouping of about 10 white pines, and they stay in the pine needles all summer long. But in the fall, they come out, and they go into the lawn, and when the snow melts, God, it looks like a racetrack of tunnels all over there. In the last couple of years, I put down this mole scram in late September, early October, washed it in, and I have not had a problem, knock on wood here, for the last couple of years. And most garden centers carry it. It will not hurt your earthworms or birds, or if you have dogs or cats or kids, it doesn't hurt them. And it's a very, very good product. So it's something you put down and you water it in so that it can get down into that top foot of ground. And it really does do a great job on controlling those types of rodents in your lawn. Now, this time of the year, there's a lot of things. The slugs are getting active now. I picked some lettuce. I picked some lettuce from the garden two nights ago, brought it in the house, and put it through this lettuce spinner. And you fill it with water, and you spin it, and it takes all the water off. Luckily, my wife didn't see it. But I took the lettuce out and put it in a Ziploc bag to make it nice and firm, and there were two slugs in the lettuce. So, you know, beware that they're out there, they're active, especially if you have hostas, and Sluggo is a very, very good product. It's something that's a granular, and they've changed the active ingredients. The old products for slugs and snails was very, very toxic. And the new products from Sluggo is iron phosphate. And iron phosphate is something that if a dog or a cat ate it, wouldn't hurt it at all. So it's very safe. It's a natural occurring product. And it really does do a great job with slugs and snails. So if you got lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard, be aware that they are getting very active. We're getting a lot of thunderstorms and humidity, and that's what they thrive. We also mentioned earlier in the program that if you have plants that normally get powdery mildew, tall phlox and lilacs, also X-berry azaleas. Those are the azaleas that lose all their leaves during the winter, and they've got such cool colors, yellow, orange, red, and hot pink. They grow fairly tall, up to 6 foot, but they're called X-berry azaleas. They get powdery mildew also. Go to your garden center and get something called Serenade. It's an organic fungicide, and if you can get it on the plant before the fungus arrives, it really is going to help to prevent it from becoming a real problem. Okay? So a lot to do this time of the year. If you're on Cape Cod and you got a few minutes, come on by and say hello. Bring your weeds, bring your bugs, bring your diseases. Bring your wife, and she can buy some great flowers here. And we'll try and help you to have a wonderful gardening season. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, but I got to leave at 2. I have to go to graduation. And we'll really help you out. So don't be shy. If you have a problem, the only way that you can solve it is if you ask for help. And that's why I'm here at Mahoney's on beautiful Cape Cod in Falmouth, Massachusetts. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Enjoy the garden. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.